Let's talk about today how to become a master of your health. How to understand developing the right blueprint. How to lay the right foundation. And then how to build your health properly. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, worship above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." A prospering mind, a prosperous conscience, a prosperous emotion, prosperous imagination, prosperous will, prosperous desire, and a prosperous memory. It is of so much importance. And then we have Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, talking about the body, the soul, and the spirit. In 2 Corinthians 4, 13, it talks about the spirit of faith. The Bible also in Ephesians 6 talks about the shield of faith. The Bible also talks about the sword of the spirit. All of these weapons are available to us, and we have studied many years of how to use them. And now God has given us another weapon along with these weapons to know how to make right decision in giving our bodies the proper nutrition that our bodies need to minister to our live cell. Your body is made out of trillions of cells. And that's the way God made us, that cell exchange is going on all the time. Cell ministry is going on all the time on the inside of us. So today, let's master our health by taking care of ourselves in every way, by prayer, by faith, by meditation, but also by the proper diet, the proper input in our body. I promise you, things are going to start changing for you. You're just going to have to restrict yourself from certain things that you thought was good for you, but it was just good to you. You can do this. We can do this and clear the body of Christ up from all the abnormal circumstances that is coming to a child of God that never came into Jesus. So it must be a secret somewhere, and I thank God unfolded to us of how to take care of our bodies, that our bodies can be a disease-free body all the days of our lives.